With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. The recently elected Member of Parliament for South Shore St. Margaret's will be sworn in this week. Rick Perkins defeated incumbent MP Bernadette Jordan to win the seat in September's federal election. Perkins says the process to take your seat in the House of Commons after winning an election is a long one.
Elections Canada has to certify the results in the riding first, which took about a week, and then they send it off to Elections Canada in Ottawa, which takes another week or two. They actually do it by Canada Post. And then once Elections Canada has certified the result, then they transfer it to the Speaker's office in the House of Commons, who then has a whole process where it has to be published in the Canada Gazette and all that, and then they can schedule your swearing in.
Perkins will be sworn in this Wednesday. In the month since he was elected, Perkins has been busy flying to Ottawa for orientation with other new MPs and setting up his constituency offices in Bridgewater and Barrington. Perkins will take over the same space in Bridgewater occupied by his predecessor on Aberdeen Road. He's also establishing a satellite office in the municipal building in Barrington to service constituents in Shelburne County. Perkins says often when an outgoing MP is vacating their office, files they had been working on will be destroyed for privacy issues, and he doesn't want anyone to fall through the cracks.
If there were active cases with the previous MP's office, we are totally unaware of them. So obviously encouraging people who had an active case to try and reconnect with the office.
Throughout the election campaign, Perkins was a strong proponent for the fisheries and is set to continue his advocacy for that group in Ottawa. In the meetings he has had with Conservative Party leader Aaron O'Toole, Perkins has been very clear about his desire to work on the fisheries file.
He's even starting to call me Mr. Fish when he introduces me to people. I hope that's done with respect, but I don't mind being called Mr. Fish because that's our critical industry in our community. So I gather from that he has some idea and inclination of what I'm going to be fighting for.
Perkins expects his offices will be online and ready to serve constituents later this week. His swearing-in ceremony will be broadcast live on Facebook at 2:30 p.m. Wednesday. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.